as the pounding went out of control, and the hand gripping my hair at the back of my neck became an ecstatic sensation. His weight, his desire, and the angle of my neck, his hand pressing and gripping, his fucking rawness, but the fog in my eyes, spreading from the sides of my field of view, as I ached and fucking screamed, was getting deeper. My head, singing from the submissive I'd become, feeling the welts and cuts stinging from the sweat and salt of him. But now, this was different. My brain, awash with the tightening, hearing him let loose now, floating in the pure connection of just fucking sex, feeling him slamming harder, harder into my belly, hurting me, but fucking loving a man just unravel his deepest fucking desires, knowing I made him do that. But the blood sings as I can't breathe, and he's too heavy. Spreading my ankles was too much, but he just keeps trying to thrust his cock into my lungs. Oh, it's a blinding light that's dimming, but I need him to come. I need him to make me feel. I can't breathe. The fog of sparkling sparkles, and I just feel my cunt on fire, merciless, defenseless. And I barely hear a growl from him as I begin to fade. The blood singing, my heart skipping a beat, then stopping the skipping. The white noise in my head, as my lungs can't be lungs, but the joy floods through me. A man is fucking me to the point that I cannot bear it. The touching of souls, touching of pure essence. And the last breath leaves me as he begins to push me over the edge. Fierce sparkles dancing in my mind's eye, becoming gray as the fog fills me, knowing that it's gonna be terminal, and I give in. Oh, my neck hurts, and he just keeps filling me. Even if I wanted to speak the safe word, I couldn't. If I could, I would. But the sensation of every single nerve ending in my body feeling that man fucking me with every ounce of his desire. What a way to go. Experiencing the desire to end desires. I'm close. The wrists were tied too tight, and the ankles, and the blood can't flow, and the fog is falling, feeling a man love me. Ecstasy is a word. Feeling a man inside you is also a sentence. Knowing you're about to die is a hard feeling of hormones and endorphins, feelings and reflections and desires. The blinding light is too much, and I've tasted it, and I have to see it again. The emergency code is 2 taps. I can't scream red light like I want to. but I summon the energy before the fog falls for the final time. And it's coming. It's coming. And I want to feel him come. And I want to feel him come inside of me just once more before the fog falls. But I don't like this fog, and it's cold, and it's harsh, and I don't want to be here. But he just keeps pounding, and it feels so fucking good. But I'm drifting, and I'm starting to fall, and it feels so good. But I weakly tapped the emergency code on the bed, and immediately he let me loose and let me breathe. Oh, released. The blood beginning to flow where it should, but my insides are screaming at the sensations I visited. Fuck. That was intense. Fucking unholy. I'd nearly been fucked to death. The moment his hands and weight left me, the knots on the rope had been pulled and letting me free. But inside, I knew he kind of wanted this, wanted to push me to the limit. His desire just taking precedence. And I was willing. And he responded to that. Knew it. And sensed it. He wanted to give me a present. He wasn't being selfish. He was being giving. We have had so many adventures. It's been exhausting. But this was different. And unspoken. And I'll admit, I'd fantasized about it. And we're able to talk and able to express ourselves. But this was something I never expressed aloud. He just seemed to realize I wanted to be a passenger. Curious even. Just couldn't stop. Just couldn't stop the heart screaming out. As the waves crashed around, the pulse becoming sound, becoming noise, louder and louder, as my man was a man, fucking me so deep, so hard, and fucking me with such abandon, such raw humanity, so raw, it nearly ended. Hearing his desperate whispers into the nape of my neck, hearing him sigh, hearing his apologies over and over, his hands clasping me as if I were the most precious thing in the world, my heart sang again, sang because of what he'd given me, because this man enveloping me loved me so completely. Loved me to the point of almost ending me. This is a bond I will never feel again. A right hand dipped into my soul and clenched, gripping hard, gripping harder still. And as his kisses rained down onto me, I sobbed. I'm not sure if it was relief What if it was feeling cradled so tenderly at this moment of utter vulnerability? Or if it was the adrenaline still circling around me that created this, experiencing such deep pleasure? I know what those tingles in my belly mean, and I feel them ring as he held me there, and we breathed so deeply. And that, dear diary, is how I nearly died today.